You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's new minimum wage and paid sick leave law take effect tomorrow. So let us see what is new tomorrow for employers and workers in Michigan. With us now is Rebecca Davies, who is in employment law with the firm of Botzel Long. Great to have you with us, Rebecca.
You know what? I appreciate you having me, a longtime listener and fan.
Thank you so much. This is a slimmed down version from the voter initiated battle proposals. We should remind everybody, passed by the legislature during lame duck in December, using this adopt and amend strategy. So saying that it's being reviewed by the Attorney General and the state Supreme Court. While that's going on, something is happening tomorrow. So what will be different tomorrow because of these laws?
Well, short of the legislator enacting something to revoking it, or the Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issuing an opinion letter, or the Supreme Court enacting anything in response to this, we are going forward with the first time ever of paid leave in the state of Michigan.
And so what will that look like?
Paid medical leave under the state law is that an employer will have to provide a minimum of 40 hours paid leave each year to their employees. However, Cindy, this does not necessarily affect all employers or all employees equally. What I mean by that is that it only affects employers that have 50 or more employees, and there are 12 different exclusions of who is an eligible employee under this act.
Okay. So that's paid medical leave. And also, what happens with minimum wage?
Tomorrow, the minimum wage would raise to $9.45. And by the year 2030, it would raise to over $12.
And is that for everybody, or are there exclusions there as well?
That's for everybody as well. There's exclusions with respect to temporary workers, also seasonal workers, tipped employees, but anybody who's receiving minimum wage under this law now would apply equally here.
All right, so let's circle back now to the paid medical leave, because you talked about exclusions, and then we have to again just reaffirm that this is for businesses with more than 50 employees. So tell us about these exclusions.
There's 12 exclusions under the act. Let me go through about five of the major ones, though. First of all, this paid leave does not have to apply to those that are already considered to be exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act. Those employees that are executive, administrative, professional, that do not receive overtime compensation already would not necessarily be eligible employees under this act. There's also an exclusion for those part-time employees that work less than 25 hours. So there's a look-back period to the prior year, and if you're an employee that works less than 25 hours, you are not necessarily eligible for these 40 hours of paid leave. Also, if you're a seasonal or temporary employee that work less than 25 weeks in the calendar year, you would not necessarily be eligible. And probably most importantly, especially since we sit here in the state of Michigan in a heavy unionized workforce, is that an individual who is under a collective bargaining agreement that is in effect by a private company would not necessarily be eligible under this paid medical leave act.
What are the most important things businesses and managers need to know as we prepare for this change tomorrow?
Many employers want to say, well, we already pay some paid leave, so we don't really necessarily have to follow the statute, or they incorrectly believe they're already in compliance. I think all employers need to review their current policies to make sure that they are, in fact, following the mandate of the law. Like I said before, you can be eligible for this paid leave if you have 25 hours. And most employers do not define their eligible employers or their full-time employees to be 25 hours. So we want to make sure that under their current policy, that it doesn't necessarily only apply to full-time employees, but all those employees that have more than 25 hours. Also, we want to look at to make sure that employers are providing this properly. They can either provide on a front-loaded basis right at the beginning of the benefit year, or on accrual basis, meaning that the employee will earn 1 hour for every 35 hours worked.
And for employees, for workers, that this could be changes for people in, again, for businesses with more than 50 employees. So if that fits you as an employee, what do you need to know for tomorrow?
I do not want employees to assume that they could use this time to go on vacation next week. They need to look to see whether they are an employee that is eligible to receive this time under the law. And to know that is to simply have a conversation with your employer. Would you be considered to be an eligible employee? Do you meet the requisite number of hours worked? Are you otherwise excluded because you're entitled to overtime and considered to be an exempt employee? Are you under a collective bargaining agreement that would exclude you? So employees do not assume that come tomorrow you're going to have 8 hours that you can take off, but instead have that conversation to see if you're eligible.
In the meantime, we know that that the proponents of those original ballot proposals are saying, you know, we want it back the way that we originally had it. We know that, you know, it's under review, as we said, by the Michigan Supreme Court and also Attorney General Dana Nessel. And they're already saying they filed an identical petition language for a 2020 ballot bid. But meantime, we've got these laws. Do you think Michigan businesses and employees will be making a smooth transition? Do you foresee any road bumps?
I think most employers already provide some form of paid leave to their employees. So I don't think this will be a necessarily difficult change for most employers.
And employees, as you say, they just have to ask the right questions and be aware of what they're entitled to.
Yes, not only if they're entitled to it, but what they can use it for. This paid leave is not for unlimited purposes. It's meant to be used for your personal medical care or treatment, or that for your family members, or with respect to other extreme circumstances, with respect to treatment or criminal proceedings, with respect to if you're a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault.
Rebecca Davies is an employment law attorney who is with Butzel Long, kind of getting everybody ready for tomorrow's dawn of Michigan's new law mandating sick time pay for some workers and a raise in our minimum wage. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.